every 15 minutes during the performance hours of a show called The Quiet Volume, two people at a time are taken into a reading room at the Free Library's Central Branch. They sit together in front of a small stack of books, and for the next hour, someone whispers thoughts and directions to them through headphones they wear. The show begins by considering the unnatural silence a library mandates. Here's the whisperer.
The first thing you notice is that for a place dedicated to silence, there's not really that much silence at all.
You listen and hear sounds all around you. The librarians speaking with visitors, chairs rumbling as they're pushed back from reading tables, the sound of your own breath.
After a while, you start to think that it might be better considered as a place dedicated to the collection of sounds.
Then you begin to read parts of books before you, and some mental and visual exercises come into play. You're directed to point out single words in the books to the other person in your two-person audience.
Go to page 310. Fourth line. Snow.
The idea here, I think, is to begin by considering your solitude in a library and end up sharing a sort of intimate mind space with the other audience member. Most people who see the show buy tickets as a pair, but if you're solo, you'll be paired at the appointed starting time. For me, the piece by British theater artists Ant Hampton and Tim Etchells is a pleasant and relaxing and very fringy hour, as befits a fringe festival. But it was an experience about the obvious. The one thing that The Quiet Volume did reinforce was how much I like books over my electronic reading tablet, and how turning real pages is a pleasant, tactile sensation on the way to finishing a book and closing it with a sense of finality. I'm Howard Shapiro for WHYY.